death has come to us as a shock. We are preparing for general elections, and he was one of our candidates who stand in one of the constituencies in Kuruwe. So when the news came to us that he had, passed away in an accident, we definitely got shocked. He's one of our senior MPs. He was a minister for quite a number of years, and also he was now holding a lot of portfolio positions in Parliament as chairman of the Committee on Mines and the Mining Development. He was really an asset to Parliament and to the people of Zimbabwe because of his knowledge and the previous experience as Minister of Mines. So I can only say that saying to the family, we are very sorry about it and we sympathize with them. But above all, in ZANU-PF, we've lost one of our very strong supporters and cadres.
What would you say to those talking about his death on social networking sites who say that the accident was suspicious? What would you say to them? Because some people are linking his death to ZANU-PF itself.
I really cannot comment about, people who speculate that the accident was suspicious because an accident is an accident. I don't know how we can cause an accident on somebody unless it is deliberate. I wasn't at the scene. I think it was an accident. An accident is an accident, and I will, take it to be an accident. I know that whenever things happen to politicians, they are not always taken to be things which happen on their own, but somebody has to be suspected of doing something, to cause that accident. But I want to believe that it was an accident.